Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel. Well, people, it's 2024, and we're off to an interesting start, to say the least. The mass disabling event carries on. Geoengineering to hide the mass deaths we see from the vaccines. The WEF holding their annual meeting in which they discuss how to enslave humanity, and this time they are preparing for Disease X. That's right, people, running another simulation, just like Event 201. Jewish tunnels in New York and the connection to child trafficking and organ harvesting. The depopulation agenda speeds up while those behind it desperately try covering their tracks. The demons are getting exposed, people, and we know they'll resort to extremes to keep from getting caught. The Great Awakening begins. The year 2024 has earned the moniker the Year of Saturn, some people aligning it with themes of karma and justice. But it gets deeper than that because Saturn is also linked to satanic symbolism by certain individuals. The black cube holds particular significance in occult circles and is often synonymous with Saturn. Now, as the year of Saturn begins, many are wondering what lies ahead. Could we be on the cusp of a profound awakening? The year in which the hidden evils of the world are unveiled. The spotlight on issues like the Epstein child trafficking scandal intensifies. More and more evidence pointing toward a worldwide depopulation scheme. And because of this, the year of Saturn takes on a dual significance, potentially ushering in a period of karmic retribution and justice. But at the same time, there is a darker side to this narrative. Since Saturn is associated with occult symbolism, the demons in charge might interpret it as their year of satanic influence. They could turn up the depopulation knob over here because they'll feel it's their year. They'll turn up the evil agenda to unprecedented levels. And we're seeing it play out. I mean, we're only 2 weeks in, and man, the amount of crazy news stories we've been seeing in just 2 weeks is off the charts. And the converging of these two conflicting interpretations of Saturn is setting the stage for an ominous year, people. Buckle up, folks. We're in for a bumpy ride, to say the least. A great quote here to start the podcast with. I'm not sure where I got this from, but I remember saving it, and I came across it randomly just recently. The closer you get to the truth, the more likely you are to face the wrath of society, including friends and family. But don't despair. If you are indeed onto the truth, in due time, all things will find their way back to you. Remember that we are on the side of good, people. You take out 1-0 out of good, and what do you got? God. God is good, and by standing on the side of righteousness, we will be blessed in either this life or the next. By identifying the evil and calling it out for what it is, you will always be on the right side of history, and the blessings are infinite. I can tell you from experience. And some might be offended by your bluntness, but keep in mind those folks are lost. And the quote comes to mind, "The light inside of you irritates the darkness inside of them." And in due time, the truth will come to the light, and the Great Awakening can never be stopped. I mean, not even 2 weeks in to 2024, and how many news stories have we seen talking about either civil wars or World War III or new pandemics, worldwide child sex trafficking being exposed? It's absolutely wild. Now, last podcast, I went over this. CBS's Catherine Herridge predicts Black Swan event in 2024, fertile ground for our adversaries. And now Gary Cordone, an investor and entrepreneur, says a black swan event could derail the 2024 U.S. elections. Cordone weighs in on the chances of a massive cyber attack and shares his macro outlook for next year. Now, during this interview here, it really seems like he knows something is coming. He comes off as really anxious and has a worried look throughout this whole interview right here. I'm sure he knows something is up or something is coming, or maybe it's just his intuition. But listen to what he says right here.
What is your macro outlook for 2024? Your 10,000 foot overview of what we can expect for 2024?
Chaos and confusion.
All right. Chaos and confusion.
It just seems like we're at the precipice of everything breaking down. We have a Fed pal who thinks he's in control of everything, and he's in control of everything until a large sovereign like China releases trillions of dollars or yuan into the marketplace. You got Europe has to do something. I mean, this debt deal they just announced, I was reading through, it's so complicated. It's a promise to do nothing. I just think we're going to see more flooding of heroin all across the financial industry. I call it heroin because it's the best analogy. You know, junkies either rehab or they die. And this mechanism of being able to print money, it's just too easy. If I was in control, I would print money. Mm-hmm. I would print and I would print and I would print and I would print until the patient is either dead and someone else has to take care of them. I mean, I think people are grossly underestimating how long this can go on. It's just very unstable. It's very difficult to make economic decisions on large blocks of investment strategy for a family that are based on no fundamentals whatsoever. I mean, we had a war. We were talking yesterday when 9/11 happened, the stock market went down, what, 27% in 10 days. And in Israel, when the Israeli thing went off, you know, a month or so ago, the stock market went up 2%. Now explain that to me. For me, it's really fundamentally unexplainable. So it seems to me like someone's pulling the strings behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard for me to make investment strategy. But I think we're probably going to be at war this year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even sure we're going to have an election. It's to me, this is a really, really important period in time. We have an election in November, hopefully. Everybody's talking about whether we're going to have a fair election. Hell, I'm just worried about having an election. There's chaos and mayhem going on all over the world. I don't know how a stock market goes up when, you know, an event bigger than 9/11 happened. I don't get it. Seems unstable, sounds unstable, feels unstable. You speak to people that are living in New York like yourself, and I don't hear a lot of happy people living there paying inordinate taxation. And you're all your billionaires are moving out of town, so your taxation by default is going to go up if you stay there, just as it is in California. And just as we said it would go up in California for the past 30 years, we've been saying this, that California would have a major, major problem. And it's happening. So you have 22 million people that have been displaced out of the Ukraine. They are women, children, male and female. And I don't know how Europe handles 22 million people. Okay, they're already broke. If the euro breaks apart and the eurozone breaks apart, which I believe that the entire eurozone construct was like paper mache. The UK were made fun of for exiting the EU. And I actually maintain that they never joined the EU because they retain their right to print those £50 notes. They don't produce anything. They have no energy resources. They have no agriculture. I'm not making fun of them. It's just a fact, okay? Europe doesn't produce anything. So if you got 22 million girls, boys, and children flooding into Europe, who's going to take care of them in the hospitals, the housing, food, the water? That's after the entire euro constructs just kind of failed. You slammed 11 countries together, 11 cultures, and you're expecting them all to be held together by some notes that are printed with the name euro on them. So massive debt. I don't know how you work yourself out of this unless you just flood the whole market and we go. This is my prediction. In Europe, they will place multiple $1 trillion bonds under the guise of clean energy, and they will nuclearize the entire landscape of Europe. That will then literally, there will be very little imports of fossil fuel into Europe, which will flood the rest of the market, the rest of the entire world. I don't think we're ever going to see $100 oil again if this plays out correctly, which would be that the governments, to hide the abuse of how they've treated, you know, taxation, they will launch a monster bond, call it the nuclear green era. And man, that is going to have severe consequences on the marketplace. So I could see a massive recession. I could see a depression. But before any of that, I think it's just easier to claim war, a big bad boogeyman, than it is to talk about the incompetency of the politicians. I hate to be so negative, but I think that's where we're at. Hey, does Trump even make it to the ballot? Does Biden make it to the ballot? I mean, we're asking really fundamental questions like, hey, the two guys that are in the lead, do they even show up? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had this conversation about, you know, the death of one of these people, like one of these guys could be assassinated. And it's stunning to me that people are willing to have the conversation. It's actually something that is worth discussing and considering.
Yeah.
Look, I just think we're in a highly unstable time.
Now, that was very interesting to say the least. A black swan event set to take place in the near future. Now, he's saying a war is easier for the demons in charge to pull instead of explaining the reckless printing of money, which I think is clearly by design in order to collapse a nation. The pieces are coming together in order to introduce this 15-minute smart city CBDC digital ID system. Now, we got millions of immigrants coming in, 20 million Ukrainians coming into Europe, which they clearly cannot house and afford. But this is the same story here in the US and Canada. What kind of black swan event are they preparing for? The MSM is pushing the civil war narrative in the States constantly. It's been ongoing to the point that it's like they're programming the minds of the people to accept this as a reality. On top of that, we got predictive programming in movies doing the same. Today I woke up to this. Just in, Texas National Guard denies access to United States Border Patrol agents at Shelby Park. The current posture is to restrict access to organizations that perpetuate illegal immigrant crossings. Now, if a civil war did play out, it would be a situation like this. I can't imagine in New York they have a civil war and neighbors turn on each other. I don't believe that's a thing. I believe it would be a federal versus state authority thing, which could lead to a constitutional crisis and could further escalate tensions to the point where something breaks. U.S. operates quite differently from Canada. So, you know, I gotta really look into it and understand how that plays out. In Canada, we don't have national guards for every province. We got one unified army under full control of the federal government, but in the States, it's quite different. They do have national guards and state armies and even militias. It looks like some state leaders might be waking up to the corrupt federal government and saying enough is enough. Or they're just playing their role here in the collapse of the nation and they're being advised on the next step here. I mean, the movie Civil War was set to be released later this year. That's right, people. A movie called Civil War, depicting a civil war in the States, particularly between Texas and the government. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. We'll get the real thing soon before the movie even drops based on how things are going right now. But it's absolutely wild to see the military-aged men flooding through the borders by the thousands here. Now, just look at this. Open border invasion. A group of mostly military-aged Chinese nationals entering our country illegally through the southern border in California. This is a planned invasion. But is that the case, though? Would there need to be a military invasion to collapse the nation? Just look at how bad it is right here at the border.
Right now, take a look at this. Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass, Texas say they are just outnumbered.
They're outnumbered
by migrants, 200 to 1. One Texas border station was processing more than 4,500 migrants on Tuesday. Checkpoints across the state have now been forced to close, as we just told you, and they're diverting manpower to the Eagle Pass crossing because things are just so out of control there. But what if Biden's negligence is by design? Consider this opinion piece from the New York.
It absolutely is. Now, think about that. The Border Patrol agents are outnumbered 200 to 1. No need for an invading military, folks. If you flood a nation with millions of immigrants, a collapse is inevitable. There's no way you can house all these people and feed them. It won't look like an invasion of armed soldiers, okay? You won't need that because it will be more of a zombie apocalypse. That's what it would look like. Millions of people flooding through the border, starving, looking for food, dying of many diseases because they'll be nutrient deficient. And of course, they're going to call that disease X. Maybe that's why the CDC had a section on their website teaching people how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse. Maybe they know what's coming, people. Now, Gary predicted a world war coming soon. And many of these people are saying a war with Taiwan is inevitable. And they're pushing for some kind of major conflict in the next few months. So many people are saying this. On top of that, they're saying Trump is going to be assassinated. There's either going to be an assassination attempt on Trump or they're going to succeed with an assassination. So this Black Swan event that Gary was predicting was either a cyber attack or a worldwide major conflict to prevent the U.S. from having an election. So many people are predicting the same. Now, funny side note, Roseanne Barr had a bet with David Smith that there won't be a 2024 election. She bet money on this because clearly she knows something we don't. I don't know why she was so confident in this, but many people are predicting there won't be an election. Many people are predicting there's going to be an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And Gary was predicting of a black swan event, and other experts as well are going off about how there will be a major conflict announced in the next few months. Dede Denslow says right here, there are things that have happened, escalations and wars. It has been absolutely clear that they are wanting some big conflict. Carl Vernon on the push by the establishment, a build up to war with Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Iran, China, and Taiwan. Are people willing to go and fight if their bellies are full of hydrogenated fat while sitting there watching Netflix eating Ben and Jerry's? This is the thing they are assessing as we speak. They are desperate for conflict. Get your flag orders in and update your bios, people. Dede Denslow says war is coming. Concerned Citizen says right here, WEF leader and all-around globalist Marxist lunatic Klaus Schwab is clearly panicked. You have this anti-system movement, Klaus Schwab says. Yes, Klaus, you do. More and more people are understanding the evil globalist communist agenda and are rising up for the sake of their children's future. Massive protests across Europe, particularly in Germany, Spain, France, Poland, and the Netherlands. The enemy has revealed itself. In the end, the people will decide. Look at Klaus Schwab right here. This is wild.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives. It's dismantling the system.
Now that's interesting. He's saying that as if they predicted this, like they knew this would take place. They were preparing for an angrier world. They knew people would rise up and try taking down the system. But clearly they have steps in place to use it to further their agenda. The great resist is taking place, and they do not like that. Not at all. They will own nobody and be unhappy. Sorry, Klaus, but your plan is getting exposed here, and you know it. That's why their top priority is censorship of what they deem to be misinformation. Just look at what the WEF writes right here. Misinformation and disinformation, top risk for global execs. Global decision makers rank disinformation, extreme weather, economic woes, and social unrest among the biggest risks for the next 2 years, according to a World Economic Forum report. Look at their top priorities, people. Misinformation takes the top spot in the prestigious World Economic Forum top global risks ranking. Oh my God, this is comedy. Misinformation and disinformation. Number two, extreme weather events. Number three, societal polarization. Number four, cybersecurity. Number five, interstate armed conflict. Extreme weather events. In other words, they're going to twist every single extreme weather event into something that has to do with climate change, and then they're going to blame white people. You know that's in their plan, people. Actually, that reminds me of a post that I saw that might be the most ridiculous thing I have ever read in my life. Talk about romanticizing the past right here. Extinct hypercarnivorous California grizzly bears were actually mostly vegetarian before those evil Europeans showed up. Oh my God, can you believe they're pushing this? This is comedy, people. Now, I have heard them romanticize the past quite a lot, but this is on another level. You know, they talk about the indigenous people just sitting around singing Kumbaya. Everyone was all peaceful, no evil whatsoever. It was basically the Garden of Eden until those evil Europeans came. So now their top priority is censoring what they deem to be misinformation. Just look at what the WEF writes right here. Misinformation and disinformation, top risk for global execs. Global decision makers rank disinformation, extreme weather, economic woes and social unrest among the biggest risks for the next 2 years, according to a World Economic Forum report. Look at these desperate MPs right here, too, in panic because people caught them red-handed in a mass extermination plot. Freedom of speech is not a right to spread disinformation and misinformation, MP right here says. I don't know who this person is, but this is comedy. This is a global concern. Democracies work best when engaging in healthy debates, not stifled by underhanded, desperate tactics designed to divide and polarize voters, she says. Unreal. Considering this same person demanded people get all their boosters and supported vaccine passports, did all the dumb-ish, supporting restrictions and mandates. So it's not a coincidence that she, along many others, are saying disinformation is their top priority, okay? They need to censor misinformation and disinformation. And yes, the level of censorship is unreal, especially for me, okay? I'm on my second strike again on my YouTube channel because I uploaded my last podcast. And when I upload clips of the podcast, I don't usually upload the entire podcast, but if I do, I'll upload maybe about an hour of it and cut out any word where I say depopulation, COVID, New World Order, any kind of thing that could violate community guidelines on YouTube. And it's only done to bring more people to my real podcast on these alternative streaming platforms, Odyssey, Rumble, BitChute. So that's why I upload on YouTube, and I'll cut out every word that might violate their community guidelines. And they still find something, okay? If you are the real deal, YouTube will not allow you to get away with anything. This is why a lot of people are on YouTube, and I'm confused because I'm like, I'm not even saying anything that a lot of these people aren't saying. They're saying the same ish. You know, you got The Hill, you got Russell Brand, Jimmy Dore. They're saying the same stuff I'm saying. I even cut out anything that could get me banned. And what do? They find something. My last podcast was about the child trafficking scandal, Epstein, and even the movie Sound of Freedom. I cut out any word that could give me a strike on my channel. And guess what they found? They said, you get a strike anyway for harassment and bullying. Unbelievable. So let me guess, I can't say demons in charge now. They're like, oh, you're bullying the leaders. Can't say demons in charge. And this kind of censorship is on another level. It makes me laugh, really. Thinking about where I would be without the censorship. If I was allowed to just upload clips on YouTube, you know, it would be on another level. But it goes to show, if you're the real deal, they won't let you get away with anything at all. But it's okay. It is what it is. And for people out there wondering why my BitChute was just uploading the same censored version of the podcast from YouTube, well, BitChute somehow connected my YouTube to my BitChute account. And it started uploading my YouTube censored podcast to BitChute without my permission at all. And I had no control over it. I was like, what the hell is happening here? How is this going on? So I had to contact BitChute and they got it all sorted out. But people were reaching out to me like, oh, what's going on? You're uploading these censored clips of your last podcast where all these words are cut out. Yeah, it was the YouTube version. And the only reason I upload on YouTube is to link people to the real podcast in order to wake more people up. It was worth it, but now it's like they'll just give me a strike for anything. So now I'm at two strikes on YouTube, which means third strike and they delete your channel completely. So that means I'm not going to be uploading anything for about a few months until a strike is removed. Then I can probably upload another clip. I'll try again. But these demons and their censorship, seriously, there's only one explanation for this level of insane tyrannical censorship, okay? They don't want you exposing their mass depopulation plot. It's as simple as that. A great awakening taking place in the year of Saturn, okay? The year of karma and justice. But at the same time, the demons see this as the year of Satan. So you best believe they'll turn up the depopulation knob to max right here, okay? In just a few days, another Davos meeting is taking place. World Economic Forum meeting, people, where the demons in charge no one voted for discuss world domination and how they will enslave humanity, okay? So the usual. It says right here, a long-term strategy for climate, nature, and energy. On January 17, these scumbags will have a meeting on how they can deal with this upcoming disease. Disease X pandemic, folks. Yeah, no joke. It says right here on their website. Look at this, people. World Economic Forum annual meeting, a long-term strategy for climate, nature, and energy. With fresh warnings from the WHO that an unknown disease X could result in 20 times more fatalities than the coronavirus pandemic. How would they know if it's unknown? How would they guesstimate a result of 20 times more fatalities if the disease X is unknown? It's just ridiculous. And they're discussing what novel efforts are needed to prepare healthcare systems for the multiple challenges ahead. Of course, it's led by the head Marxist scumbag Tedros, the man that wants us eating plant-based foods all of a sudden. It's almost like they're working in lockstep in some sort of major agenda of 15-minute smart cities and banning meat and keeping you sick with poison death shots. It's almost like they're all working together here, right? But how insane is it? For people out there wondering what Disease X is, I've discussed this many times on my podcast. It's not an actual virus called Disease X, okay? It's a theoretical outbreak of a virus that is a lot more dangerous than COVID. And they're going through a list of what that could be. So they have bird flu, they have swine flu, they have all of these so-called viruses that they're going to blame and call it Disease X. So we don't know what they're going to go with. They have a lot of different things they could go with, okay? But it does look like they're preparing for something. Nicola on Twitter says right here, the Chinese government is manufacturing mobile crematoriums. How should we interpret this since there will be so many deaths and the existing crematoriums are inadequate and mobile crematoriums crews will be needed? Are they preparing for a new disease X? Now, we know the fraud behind viruses, man-made viruses out of labs, total BS, but they do have many ways to pull this one off here. Get a mass amount of people sick, blame a virus, and even the people that are turning around and admitting their failures during COVID, saying the restrictions, the mandates were definitely not necessary, guaranteed those same people will be fully on board with all these new insane restrictions that could come about if they somehow convince the masses there is a deadly virus out there with a 1 in 3 fatality rate. And people have admitted this. Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Brett Weinstein, they say the only reason they're against the restrictions in the first place from COVID is because the virus wasn't as deadly. And in the same breath, they say if there was a virus that was 1,000 times more deadly than COVID, then military on the street enforcing restrictions will be 100% justified. Elon Musk said this on Twitter. The same man praising germ theory and saying it's the best revelation humanity ever came to. That's right, people, the man defending germ theory for some reason. Isn't that weird? I don't know what that's about, but someone said, you want to see your disease X? Here it is. Showing you chemtrails, grid-like patterns right here. Very well said. Like I said, they have a lot of ways to poison the masses, and they're going to blame disease X. Oh, of course, they're working on a new vaccine for disease X already, even though it's completely unknown. No one knows what it's going to be, but they're already creating injections for it. This is clown world, people.
The British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where scientists are working to prevent future pandemics. It's located at Porton Down, a high security research facility best known for its work on chemical warfare. Experts are preparing for what is known as Disease X, or the next pandemic virus.
How ridiculous is that? Okay, people, new segment called Most Absurd Post of the Week. We got two runners up right here. First post from vaccine addicted COVIDiot, or should I say long COVIDiot. Una Mullen says right here, this is wild. I seriously believe I will die of long COVID. My symptoms are going nowhere. I have had all the vaccines. My tinnitus has got worse. How I wish life was so different. That's right, people. This person right here has gotten all the vaccines for the imaginary particle that doesn't exist. Now, how many is that? How many is all the vaccines? Isn't it like 8 now? This person has got 8 injections for an imaginary virus, and Una has gotten them all. The body shutting down, losing hearing, crawling on the floor in pain, crawling to the nearest clinic to get another toxic injection in hopes it cures her of the poison death shot side effects. Yeah, I know. Clown world, people. Can someone break it to Una, please? Unfortunately, I think she's too far gone. These people are not going to wake up. There's some people out here that are going to keep getting injected to death. Now, I would give Una the award here for most ridiculous statement in human history, but then I came across another tweet, okay? This one might actually take the cake here as one of the most ridiculous things ever said. One that was so insane, it makes Una look like Nikola Tesla. Check this out right here. Trina Lori, people. If I hear one person say long COVID doesn't exist or it's just the flu, I will scream. I was reasonably healthy when I caught COVID in February 2020. I've thought long and hard about posting these. This is my right leg, July 2023. I apologize for the graphic imagery right here, but this is due to long COVID, folks. Can anyone tell me what it really is from? What does that look like right there? Trina says, this is the result of my system basically collapsing. My circulation is shit. My liver, kidneys, and pancreas are all damaged. I now react to a number of things from hair dye to antibiotic that I was never previously allergic to. I've lost almost all my back teeth. This is heartbreaking stuff right here. Walking downstairs saps my energy to the point I want to go back to bed. My daughter shaves my head for me because I can no longer lift my arms to brush my own hair. Trina says, this is my fucking life. By saying long COVID doesn't exist, you imply that I'm lying or living like this for shits and giggles. Believe me, I'm not. And of course, Trina ends up limiting replies and turning off notifications because people were like, I'm pretty sure that's the poison death shot side effect. You literally injected yourself with poison 8 times in a row. I mean, you know, clearly that's what it's from. Some people are just too far gone, you know, rotting flesh after getting injected with a bioweapon. Yeah, that's due to very long COVID. Okay. Tired of you anti-vaxxers with your logic and facts. Shut up. Trust the experts. So what? My skin is deteriorating like it's been splashed with acid. It means I need another poison death shot, you idiot. Just sad here, you know, the woman's body is literally shutting down. Organ failure, the symptoms attributed to AIDS, actually. And she still trusts the science, folks. 4 years in and some people just don't get it. It's usually the far leftist too, so, you know, what can you do? But everyone give it up for Trina Lori here. She does take the cake for most ridiculous tweet ever in history. But another runner-up right here, this is pure comedy gold. If you look into who this person is right here on BBC, long COVID, Sheffield woman housebound for a year. A Sheffield woman with long COVID has not left her house in a year since first contracting the virus. Her name is Fran Haddock, 33 years old. Said she had been forced to leave her job as a veterinary surgeon because she was constantly utterly exhausted. She caught coronavirus in November 2022 and it developed into severe chronic fatigue syndrome. Miss Haddock told the BBC that before COVID-19, she had a busy and fulfilling life. Now get this, this is just hilarious. It says she had a mild form of chronic fatigue syndrome or ME before catching coronavirus. You heard that right, people. She had some kind of fatigue syndrome before, probably from being a vegan and taking endless medications, vaccines. But no. Of course, it's COVID. Now, who is Fran Haddock? Well, let's look her up on Google Images. This is hilarious right here. This is who they use to push this long COVID BS. A climate activist. They really need better crisis actors here, okay? They need to find new ones. This is just absurd. They found a Greta Thunberg type, and they're using her to push this long COVID psyop. How many stories are we hearing of people getting sick now? They weren't lying when they said mass disabling event, okay? They want us to believe it's long COVID, though. You think the propaganda stops there? The ridiculousness ramps up, people. It gets even worse than that. Get a load of this one. Want to avoid COVID? Go vegan. Scientists claim plant-based diet may cut the risk of catching virus by over a third amid spread of new Juno variant. Juno variant. Juno, the article was probably written by Fran Haddock right there. I mean, it might be. Can you believe they're pushing this, though? This is the new psyop right here. All the people that are dying of the poison death shot side effects, you know what will cure you? Go vegan. Unbelievable. And just look at them admitting they've basically poisoned everyone right here. Just got to read in between the lines, folks. Workers clock in fewer hours than pre-COVID as world sick notes surge, global rise in ill health blamed on aging population and lingering effects of pandemic. Oh, no. What could it be, guys? Does anyone have a clue what this could be right here? People not able to work. People's organs are shutting down. People's skin is deteriorating. 8 shots in. Well, they're actually letting you know. It's not hard to see. You just got to read in between the lines, like I said. Articles like this one right here just a few days ago. Warning, 100,000 may be at risk of winter surge in long COVID. Funny how they knew the exact amount of people that will be affected by long COVID. Exactly 100,000, huh? I'm assuming this number is a lot higher here. People's bodies are shutting down, people getting sicker and sicker, and they just blame long COVID. Blaming everything on long COVID, actually. Long COVID will take your health, your wealth, then it will come for your marriage, this article states. That damn long COVID made my wife cheat on me and ruin my marriage, damn it. Now check this out right here. Thousands now in hospital in England with COVID, flu, and neurovirus. So now they're saying people are just flooding the hospitals because they caught 8 different viruses at the same time. Well, ain't that some germ theory BS, people? These demons want a 90% population reduction in order to meet their insane sustainable development goals for 2030. And it looks like they're achieving it according to the data right here. Howard Stern, the scumbag, reveals last week he was off air for 1 week because, in quotes, "I just want to announce something," he said. Notorious germaphobe Howard Stern reveals to his listeners Monday that he was absent from the SiriusXM airwaves last week because he contracted the coronavirus. He said, "Man, I went through hell. I've never been this sick," he said. Stern also thanked those who developed the vaccine against COVID-19. Unbelievable. What a wallop this thing is. Can you imagine if we didn't have the vaccine? Unbelievable. He's pushing the imagine how bad it would be if I didn't get the vaccine. Unreal. What a paid shill. Despicable, brain dead clown right here. It doesn't get much worse than this pathetic idiot right here. Seriously. This is the same piece of shit that said hospitals should ban COVID and anti-vaxxers. You're gonna go home and die. Remember this? This is a low life right here. A clear depopulation agenda is playing out, but they just will never wake up to it. Howard, please go get another shot, okay? It's the only thing that can save you. And the COVID reveal continues. It's actually wild that Brett Weinstein is on a huge platform like Tucker Carlson saying the vaccines killed 17 million people conservatively. It's actually so mind-blowing that that would take place that you just know something has to be behind it, okay? There's no way he would just be out there saying something like that unless it plays into some kind of side psyop we don't know about. Dennis Rancourt says right here, there was no pandemic. Interdisciplinary Canadian scientist explains how, according to all-cause mortality data, most countries experienced no excess deaths whatsoever until after the so-called vaccines were rolled out. There was no particularly virulent pathogen whatsoever. There's no evidence for it. There is nothing that is spreading that causes death. And then we moved on to the vaccines. We showed that as soon as a booster is rolled out to a particular age group, very rapidly, within weeks, immediately, there follows a peak in all-cause mortality in more than half the countries in the world. There is no excess mortality until the vaccines are rolled out. And then there was a significant shift to a domain of higher mortality. It's very simple, people. But of course, the demons in charge are playing anything but the death shot. Now, suddenly my headphones stopped working. I can't hear my voice on them, but I can still use them for playing videos. I don't know what's going on. But I'm gonna keep this going. Let's hope I'm actually getting recorded here. My microphone's still working. Ethical Skeptic on Twitter, real dollar excess cancer treatment as a result of the mRNA vaccine, 11.7%, or $26.3 billion in excess consumer medical burden and cancer treatment annually for 2024. Not to mention 58,000 extra deaths, 6.3% to date, the result of rushed panic narrative science. This is interesting. Cancer treatment and how much money they're making off of it soon after the vaccine uptake. As you can see right here, $26.3 billion in excess cancer from the vaccine. But of course, ABD, people, anything but the death shot. This isn't rocket science, Edward Dowd says. If there are no excess cancer deaths, as trolls tell me, why are there $26 billion in excess cancer spending above long-term trend now? This is where analysis of excess cancer deaths and real-world dollars can join. This is what we call mic drop. We can debate cause, but fuck off with the it's not happening bullshit. Absolutely right. And just look at how the mainstream news tries covering up the depopulation agenda right here. Urgent health warning issued over resurgent 1700s vomiting virus with one key symptom. The World Health Organization has issued an urgent warning over the resurgence of a 1700s virus. Yeah, from the year 1700, people, the zombie viruses are here now. Health experts are alarmed over a resurgence of a vomiting virus from the 1700s known for its bloody poo symptoms. The WHO has issued an urgent warning as cases of this rare disease, dengue fever, have increased. First identified in the year 1779, dengue fever can cause blood-filled poo, fever, headaches, bleeding mouth and nose, vomiting, and severe heart and muscle problems. The WHO's experts have confirmed an unexpected surge in cases, leading to a historic high of 5 million cases in 2023, including 5,000 dengue-related deaths. Wow, it's almost like injecting people with poison makes their body shut down and leads to illness, right? It's weird how that works. But no, it's a virus from the 1700s that reemerged from the underground Jew tunnels in New York. This is, well, ain't that some shit level parody, folks. But for real though, a lot of people are describing an unusual illness lately. Like, clearly the chemtrails are ramping up for this very reason. It's the demon's way of forcing an illness onto the control group that obliterated the whole narrative. The unvaxxed were not getting sick, healthy as ever, so they decided to ramp up the poisonous clouds from the sky, and then they call it geoengineering. This is how they get away with this stuff, because they say now openly that it's just to help fight climate change. As seen in this video right here, of course, just normal contrails behind a plane. Yeah, you know, tell me that doesn't look like something being sprayed over the masses. This is them turning it all the way up, folks. This is why so many people are getting sick. Many in Florida, the same place where they had 10-foot aliens walking around, which is probably the least weird thing you'll see in Miami. People are witnessing an intense spraying overhead, followed by a very unusual illness. Here's a video describing. So Cash Khan, official on Instagram, says right here, a Miami nurse bravely shares a chilling account from the front lines, revealing an unreported health crisis that's overflowing emergency rooms. She describes patients across all ages, not just battling typical cold symptoms, but also suffering severe complications like swollen legs and fluid-filled lungs. It's a mysterious illness, neither COVID, flu, nor RSV, and it's being kept out of the news. The situation is dire, with ERs at breaking points. If you have any insights or experiences related to this, your input is crucial. Share your stories and help us uncover the truth behind this silent outbreak. What the hell is going on in Miami? The aliens definitely poisoned them, okay? Those 10-foot aliens.
Nurse's first-hand account of what she's seeing in Miami area hospital emergency rooms right now.
So the news is not talking about this, but there is something going around, something else that they infected us with, and it's not COVID, it's not the flu, it's not RSV. All the typical cold symptoms, sore throat, body aches, fever, cough, congestion, etc. But when they come in to the ER, they have swelling in their legs, water in their lungs, fluid in their heart, etc. And we're talking people of all ages, including very young people. But they don't want you to know what's really going on, so they're not putting it in the news. I'm telling you, the entire ER where I work at is so full to capacity.
A number of people sent me this and other videos asking what's going on. I am going to investigate and find out.
Poison, death shot, side effects. What do you guys think? They told you a mass disabling event was taking place. They weren't lying. Fluid in the heart, they say. What could it be? Let me guess, they'll blame this on a new virus from the 1700s, which they might actually do. It says here on one article, the symptoms of the dengue fever 1700s virus. Dengue can exhibit symptoms such as severe abdominal pain, continued vomiting, rapid breathing, bleeding gums or nose, fatigue, restlessness, blood and vomit or stool, feeling very thirsty, pale, cold skin, feeling weak, and so on. It seems like the symptoms of inhaling poisons or being poisoned through various methods like contamination of the food and air or water supply. And of course, they're going to blame this on Disease X. Bryson Gray on Twitter asks, what is this sickness going around and why is everyone getting it? This is interesting right here. Clearly, they have accelerated the depopulation plot, folks. They're preparing to announce a new pandemic, but first they are poisoning people in mass, and they're going to call this Disease X. In just a few days, the WEF is going to come together and talk about how they're going to prepare and respond to this upcoming Disease X with 20 times more fatalities than COVID. They already know the numbers, people. Isn't that crazy? But people are being poisoned in mass, the unvaxxed too, actually. Someone replied here with, "I've had it for about 3 weeks and it won't go away." Someone asked, "Are you vaxxed?" To which he replied, "No." Could this be what they blame Disease X on? You know, here in Canada, we do see this now. They're going to update the test soon for Disease X because, as Eva Chipiuk says right here, "We shut down the world for these. The rapid tests are not reliable for diagnosis of COVID-19, the memo stated. BC government? Yeah, they're admitting this now. Can you believe that? As such, COVID-19 RAT testing can no longer be used to direct clinical care or infection prevention and control measures and must be discontinued immediately in Interior Health affiliated emergency rooms, hospitals, long-term care facilities, and outpatient settings. Well, ain't that some shit? Unbelievable. And now they're basically telling you, okay, fine, it wasn't checking for anything, we were lying, but who cares? Disease X is coming and we have new tests for those. Yeah, you think I'm lying, but check this out. This is unreal. I thought this was fake. I had to look it up. And yes, they are testing for new viruses. And this is what the new virus tests look like. Look at this. It's not just going to be for COVID anymore, people. Cyril Erdine says, "Hold my beer. This is the test we use now." So it checks for 5 different imaginary viruses: COVID-19, RSV, adeno, MP, flu A and B. And they're just going to keep adding on to this like the LGBTQ alphabet gang, okay? Every week they're going to throw a new non-existent virus onto this until this thing right here looks like a damn dining room table, okay? They're going to have AIDS, HIV, dengue, vampire viruses, zombie viruses. You just know this is what they're going to do because it guarantees you test positive for something, right? And then they can bring back lockdowns. Here's a test for 1,000 different viruses. If you test positive for any one, damn it, you're staying inside, okay? You need an injection. Someone said this is not a COVID test. It's a board game. Seek help. Oh, they're obsessed. They're obsessed. It's like gambling in a way. It's like they like the thrill of it. It's like, oh, what am I going to test positive for today? But these are the tests they're going to start rolling out soon, okay? People are happy about them admitting the rapid antigen tests are totally fraudulent, but they're only doing that to introduce these type of tests where they're checking for 100 different viruses. Germ theory is a fraud, people, backed by fraudulent science meant to push toxic medications and injections over non-existent viruses. The end, okay? The germ theory of infectious contagious disease is convenient because it provides what every simplistic view of a problem seeks before all else: a culprit. An invisible hare for the hounds to chase in their costly research labs, universities, hospitals, and drug factories. The fact that the hare can never be caught is the perfect guarantee that their race will never finish. Their demands for funding will never cease, and their ability to generate profits for the drug and chemical corporations will continue to grow. That's right, people, a mass poisoning happens and many suffer debilitating side effects, physical and neurological, and the demons in charge keep blaming viruses. It never ends. Article here on Science Alert. Check this out. A study of 500,000 medical records links viruses to Alzheimer's again and again. That's right. Nothing to do with the neurotoxic injections and medications fed to the masses all day, every day. No, it has nothing to do with that, okay? It has to do with the virus boogeyman. That's what's doing it. Now come here and get more injections to cure your Alzheimer's. 17 million deaths, they say. I believe that number is a lot higher, and that's not even counting the people that are going to suffer debilitating illnesses such as turbo cancers in the future. That's probably just talking about the died suddenly cases. Vaccination is not disease prevention. It's a particularly nasty form of organized crime in that it manipulates parents' protective instincts to get them to submit their child into getting poisoned for profit under the guise of disease prevention, Erwin Elber stated. Well said. They'll do anything in their power to keep the virus lie alive. They need you believing in viruses. Just how bad do they want you to believe in these imaginary viruses? Check this out. Fauci finally coughs up to COVID failures, admits lab leak is credible. Ain't that some shit, people? Why would he say something like that? If the MSM is reporting on this, clearly they're conditioning the minds of the masses to accept the next PSYOP, which is probably going to be blamed on more man-made bioengineered viruses out of a Ukraine biolab. You know they're going to do this. Daily Mail reports right here, clear PSYOP at play, okay? The idea of man-made bioengineered viruses in labs, okay? Got to keep the masses in fear in preparation for disease X. They want you so afraid of viruses that the fear itself gets you sick. So afraid that you even contemplate killing yourself to save those around you. You think it's over the top? Well, check out this story right here. Remember this in 2021? Grandmother, 66, who was terrified of infecting her family with COVID, killed herself by stepping in front of a train when she felt a little under the weather, in quotes, with a cold, in quest here. So no wonder they're making it easy for everyone to apply for medically assisted suicide. You feel a little bit under the weather or eco-anxious because of climate change? Well, just hop your ass into the suicide pod right here and off yourself, okay? There's no hope for the world anyway. They're trying to break your spirits here, people. And the number one thing we can do is expose the bastards for these lies because it's getting comical at this point. Well, it looks like the zombie apocalypse begins. Mad scientists testing their zombie vaccines out on hamsters first. That's right. Check this headline out right here. Scientists really surprised, in quotes, after gene editing experiment unexpectedly turned hamsters into hyper-aggressive bullies. Just what we needed, right? As if things weren't bad enough, now we got zombie hamsters out here. But it really does make you wonder what all the shots administered around the world are doing. CRISPR editing accidentally turns hamsters into angry bullies. Well, I'm glad they're working on improving the safety of this gene editing on animals before they roll it out to humans, right? Oh wait, they're actually doing this to humans too. How human gene editing is moving on after the CRISPR baby scandal. And in the UK, first to approve CRISPR treatment for diseases. What you need to know. And they're saying this CRISPR tech can help solve any neurological disease imaginable. They even say this is the cure for myocarditis and turbo cancer. You see what's happening, people? Problem, reaction, solution. Cancer is striking more young people, it says here, and doctors are once again baffled. They have no idea what could be causing this. A poisonous bioweapon death shot that causes people to die suddenly, get turbo cancers, causes infertility, just endless diseases. And of course, they offer you the solution. Check this out right here. How CRISPR therapy could cure everything from cancer to infertility. They really think you are brain dead. No joke. The imminent approval of the world's first CRISPR treatment for sickle cell disease is just the start. Soon, this gene editing tool could be used to tackle everything from cancer to high cholesterol and infertility. CRISPR injections for all, okay? Who cares if they turned hamsters into flesh-eating zombies, okay? It prevented cancer in them for about a few weeks, okay? So according to the trials, they're okay and safe for humans. Now come get the zombie shot. This is clown world, people. Now, I know a lot of people are asking, will they go for another plandemic? Will they try pulling off COVID 2.0? Now, from what I've seen, the chances are 80%, I would say 80% chance they go with something else. I just can't imagine them doing it, but you can't put it past them. You know, people are sheep-like, and as long as you can get people and the masses to be in fear of something, just condition their minds through nonstop propaganda and repetition, they will believe it again. Okay, just look at these people that don't understand why their bodies are shutting down 8 shots in. They really fell for the very long COVID narrative, you know? But like I said, they have many other fraudulent PSYOPs to roll out. Fraudulent global emergencies that will entail the same digital slavery system they wanted to install over COVID. They got the climate hoax. They have nonstop false flag terror attacks, world war or civil wars, and even aliens. The UN came out saying 2024 will be a year of global boiling. That's right, people. Global boiling is on the upcoming PSYOP schedule for 2024. Yes, they already know this. They're going to turn up the direct energy weapons and cause a global boiling event. Although right here where I'm at, it's minus 31. It feels like minus 31 over here. Seriously, where is this global boiling at? We're getting hit with some kind of Arctic wind with wind chills that go down to the minus 40s. It's absolutely insane. And they want you to believe that this is caused by global warming. Of course, it's due to Europeans invading Canada. Okay, that's why we're getting this. Now, why do they want to move on to green energy? Why are they trying to transfer over this whole system into green energy? Well, in Alberta, it's like minus 50 over there, and 91.8% of Alberta's electricity right now is being produced by fossil fuels. Now, what happens if they transition over into green energy and the power goes out? What happens then? Well, of course, you get your dark winter and a mass depopulation plot. But like I said, they got a lot of psyops they can go with, and even aliens. As crazy as it sounds, that might be the final card they're waving over people's heads, just in case their other plans fail. Just look at the explosion of alien talk recently. On Twitter, everything is overshadowed by alien news. Top three things trending: UFO sightings, Project Bluebeam, and aliens. How convenient, too. While the spotlight is on the Epstein trial, you know, those Jewish underground tunnels in New York getting exposed. How weird is that? The timing is just something else, isn't it? Dom Luker on Twitter: at least 10 Jewish people have been arrested in connection to a bizarre secret underground tunnel brawl at the Chabad headquarters in Crown Heights, New York. This was after Bachurim, I don't know how to say that, ripped wooden panels to prevent a cement truck from sealing off the recently discovered tunnels. The tunnels were allegedly illegally dug around 6 months ago in an attempt to expand the iconic synagogue. And footage of disgusting kitty mattresses being pulled out from the tunnels with what appears to be stains from either feces or blood. Now, what could this be used for? Stained bed mattresses? On May 11, 1989, Oprah Winfrey interviewed Rachel, a Jewish woman whose family engaged in satanic ritual child abuse since the 1700s. Rachel said she has had to sacrifice an infant for power before. Oprah emphasized her Jewish religion, and Rachel claimed there are other Jewish families around the country that engage in the same acts. Rachel expressed that not all Jewish people sacrifice babies. Okay, that's good to hear. It was an existing network that her family was directly tied to. Oh no, people, the heat is getting too intense. Let's pull the civil wars in every country agenda quick, okay? That's right, the same day the tunnel Jews got exposed, a civil war breaks out in Ecuador, and that was flooding our news feed constantly. But not enough, okay? People's eyes were still on the Jewish tunnels. So what did the demons in charge do? Well, they pulled the World War card. They had Britain and US bomb Yemen. And then World War III started trending again. Suddenly, no one is talking about them tunnels. Isn't that crazy how fast that is? The demonic sleight of hand, you know, it never fails to amaze me. And after the strike in Yemen, we got millions of people taking to the streets in Yemen in protest, as you could see right here. Death to America is trending. Oh, so the usual. Looks like that Black Swan event is really possible in the upcoming months. Now, back to the tunnels right here. The tunnels are where children are being trafficked. That's what people claim about these Jewish tunnels in New York City. Children are being abused in tunnels all across the U.S. from Cali to NY. If you're charged with pedophilia and you're a Jew, you can run back to Israel and they will hide you. The tunnels are a whole U.S. under the U.S. That was a tweet from Yo Mama right here. Keep in mind, in 2009, politicians and rabbis were arrested in a corruption probe. Authorities raided several synagogues, and among those arrested was the chief rabbi of Syrian Jews in the United States. U.S. law enforcement agents on Thursday arrested dozens of politicians and rabbis in an anti-corruption sweep alleging money laundering, extortion, bribery, and even trafficking in human organs. The stunning New Jersey swoop netted 44 people across a state-long scene as one of the most corrupt and crime-ridden in the country. One rabbi, Levi Rosenbaum, was also charged with conspiring to broker the sale of a human kidney for transplant. Mara said that Rosenbaum's business was to entice vulnerable people to give up a kidney for $10,000, which he would turn around and sell for $160,000. Well, that's quite Jewish, I gotta say. Another story from 2018, a rabbi and two others accused of trafficking prostituting teen girl in New Jersey. So would it be surprising that these underground tunnels in New York City were used for child trafficking, organ harvesting, or other vile acts. Crimes against humanity, indeed. Last podcast, I brought up Marina Abramović being appointed as ambassador in Ukraine. Zelensky gave her this role of rebuilding schools. Pizzagate pedo Satanist queen, folks. I speculated last podcast about her really planning to build tunnels underneath the schools to expand their worldwide child sex trafficking plot, but there could really be truth to this, considering Ukraine has the world's largest underground tunnels. Now, they say they are used specifically for wartime, but are they really? Says here about the Odessa catacombs, they call them. The system of Odessa catacombs consists of a network of basements, bunkers, and drainage tunnels and storm drains, as well as natural caves. The catacombs are on three levels and reach a depth of 60 meters, 200 feet below sea level. It is one of the world's largest urban labyrinths, running up to 2,500 kilometers. Hopefully I'm saying this name right. Tonitris made a great point here about the tunnels. Secret tunnel found in New York City. What kind of operations are performed at Chabad headquarters in Crown Heights? And why does the NYPD want to immediately cement it? Sounds like damage control and destruction of any evidence. This raises a lot of questions, doesn't it? Why would the NYPD immediately want to pour cement in these tunnels before conducting further investigation? Especially when you have soiled kitty mattresses being pulled out of the rubble. Footage of Jews just popping up from the tunnel right here. It looks like something out of a comedy sketch. I mean, what on earth is going on here, people? Someone said they must have dropped a quarter down the sewer, but you know, I can't get enough of these jokes. But it's seriously creepy considering New York City's underground seems to be hollow. Okay, people are stepping into the cement and it just collapses with what looks to be a hollow world underneath. Someone posted, "This is the Jews when the NYPD come down the tunnel." You know, is this hilarious? Just imagine this right here. You know, they just have an entire underground world that we don't know about. Someone went to this exact location to find if the section of New York has some kind of hidden tunnel underneath it. And just look at what they found right here.
16 weeks ago, Casey Neistat found a hole in a New York sidewalk, so we flew all the way out to find it. Unfortunately, it was sealed. But after posting the video, we got an anonymous tip about a secret tunnel system inside of a synagogue. We were told it was somewhere inside of the basement. So we went down to check. There were a bunch of strange rooms that still had power. But inside of this closet, somebody had broken the wall to find their way in. They even cut a hole into this metal to get into the secret tunnel. Then we found this strange-looking vent, which was actually a tunnel system that went on for miles. I can't believe we actually found tunnels in New York City. There were even stairs inside of the tunnel. They even had massive fans for ventilation. The craziest part was when I walked down here and I found another room. This room looks like it's for a fallout shelter. I even found a bunker with a bed inside of it.
Can you imagine being in a basement suite and hearing Yiddish underground and digging? I mean, it's absolutely wild. Well, this is exactly what some people were reporting. This is comedy gold, people. Richard Strotcher, hopefully I'm saying his name right, he had a tweet last month in December. This is just pure comedy. So in November, he tweeted, "There are Jews living under my apartment. I hear them. It's like they are digging or something. For the record, I live at ground level and we do not have a basement." And then 1 month later in December, he tweets, "I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my NY apartment. I live at ground level and we have no basement." Poor guy is just complaining about this and everyone thought he was crazy. He says, "I am not crazy. Some of you owe me an apology now." Wow, that's unreal, people. And the story gets more creepy as you look into it, okay? Kyle Undercover says here, the underground Jewish tunnels found in New York are connected to the local children's museum. Disturbing stuff, he says right here. Look, we got a lot of questions that need to be answered right here, okay? Some people need some explaining to do, okay? Why does a rabbi own Pornhub? That's what I want to know. Can anyone answer this? Famous quote from Dave Chappelle, folks. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. But if they're Jewish, it's just a coincidence and nobody should ever speak about it. Another creepy fact right here. Unexplored Jewish tunnels proven to lead south in the exact direction of 394 Kingston Ave and linked to a child rape case from 2 months ago. This is unreal, people. Truly some disgusting stuff taking place. Quick, start a world war. They're on to us. What raises suspicion about this incident is why these Jews in the video are so upset that their underground tunnels were getting exposed. I'm just wondering why this is. Like, what are they hiding? What kind of reaction is this right here? Why are they fighting back so aggressively because their caves were about to be filled with cement? So many questions arise, like, why would the police be ordered to fill these tunnels with cement before conducting thorough research on what they were used for, especially knowing they're pulling soiled kitty mattresses and high chairs from these tunnels. Now, they want you to believe these were built 6 months ago, but at the same time, they're saying, oh, we built them because of COVID restrictions and we were forced to in order to worship, going against these restrictions that took place years back. But which one is it? Were they built 6 months ago? Now, many New Yorkers are reporting entrances to these tunnels all over the city. Carries on here. Dozens of politicians and rabbis have been arrested by the U.S. law enforcement agents in an anti-corruption probe in New Jersey. Allegations include money laundering, extortion, and trafficking in human body parts. So certain sects within the Jewish community have been caught before in some pretty satanic acts. Child trafficking, rape charges, etc. They have been caught before, but as the saying goes, those in charge will never let you see what they don't want you to see. So why is all this being shown now? The same few clips flooding our timelines for the world to see over and over again, you know, the Jew popping out of a sewer like some kind of mythical creature. Why is this being played on repeat on all social media platforms? It just seems so scripted. Does this feed into some kind of deeper agenda that will be used to bring in more totalitarian forms of control? Is it meant to cause more division within the nation? Remember Gary's prediction at the beginning of the podcast? 2024 will be the year of chaos and confusion. Well, he does have a great point based on the articles and videos we're seeing. I do see this playing out. Some allege that the exposure of child trafficking is being used to introduce some form of smart technology to track these kids, microchipping kids to solve the problem of the 8 million children that go missing every year issue. Are we witnessing a Hegelian dialectic playing out here? Every time all these mainstream news networks cover the story the same way, you got to ask yourself why they're doing it. It is always part of a greater New World Order agenda, or the MSM just simply would not touch the story. If you want to know what the end game is, well, just look at what's happening in China. It's the same control system they're talking about rolling out here. China's social credit scoring system is leading to more women not talking about their abuse when their children's future will suffer. The system punishes three generations of the family if the father's social credit score is low. The children won't get good education and jobs. What kind of dystopian hell is going on there in China?
Let's talk about why this domestic violence issue is beyond law. What we saw in that case is the police educate the women and just put the guy in prison for 5 days and that's all. Honestly, there is a little bit more consequence. For the suspect, Wang Pengfei, his social credit record will have this domestic violence history. And his children will not be allowed to become a CCP member, a doctor, a teacher, or a soldier. So that crying kid would take the consequence of his father beating up his mom. This also applies to people who fought for bankruptcy, committed DUI, and crimes. Let's just say in a very ideal case, the woman got to divorce with her husband. The law enforcement never punished men who don't pay for child support. In many countries, the court would sue the guy again. Why not punish the man less and let the victim carry a part of his fault? How is this not a law issue?
Well, that's crazy. Punishing three generations of the family if your social credit score is low. That sounds like some North Korea-level ish right there. Klaus Schwab George Soros, Bill Gates out there in the open praising China's digital concentration camp, saying the world would be a better place if we adopted the same methods of control. In quotes, WEF founder Klaus Schwab praises China for adopting new COVID control measures while boosting social dynamism at the WEF's annual meeting of the new champions, aka Summer Davos. Just look at this video right here. Here's another one, a Chinese grandpa trying to pass the facial recognition gate to go back to his neighborhood, just to go home. The scanner said he has a valid vaccine passport and he is fully vaccinated. Well, it just goes to show what a 15-minute city will look like. Open-air prisons. If you aren't vaccinated, you can't go home. Now, the Getty Museum in LA, some claim there are underground tunnels used to smuggle in children. Says right here, underneath the Getty Museum is a network of tunnels and underground bunkers, according to former CIA NSA contractor Stephen D. Kelly. The Getty is close to ports in LA. Shipping container labeled art are not thoroughly inspected. The Getty is a hub of child trafficking. Did anyone know this? Under the Getty Museum in LA.
Right now, there are 131 active deep underground military bases in the United States. There's 1,477 of them worldwide. Each one has an average cost of $17 to $19 billion. Each one is built in the site. It'd take a year to 2 years to build each one. And now they're capable of building a couple of them a year with sophisticated methods. My colleague, Al Bielek, has actually been on some of the high-speed railways, the magneto-leviton trains that connect all the deep underground military bases within the United States. He's been on a Mach 2 train and floats off a single rail at a 3/4 inch off the rail and is...
That was the voice of Phil Schneider talking about interconnected tunnels and the bunker under the Getty. The LA connects to this main system. Main hub for child trafficking, it says. Unreal. More info on the Getty right here. The museum has at least 6 basement levels that are larger than the area of the entire museum campus. $12 billion to build, they say. The bunker is 1 mile deep with 6 major levels and several sub-levels as large as a city each. This has connections to all of LA, Orange, and SB counties. It connects via high-speed tube train to Catalina Island to the west and Edwards AFB China Lake. Children go in, but they don't come out unless they are kids that are on TV, like Musketeers. Every child star goes under this place to have fluids taken. The lowest level is where the most horrible satanic rituals take place. They make even a Satanist squeamish. UCLA, USC, FBI, City Hall, Music Center, Disneyland, etc., etc. All connected by tunnels with trams and elevators. Club 33 in Disneyland and Mark Taper Forum in LA. Almost every old building has tunnels that eventually connect. These tunnels can be very old or made recently. Playboy Mansion, Lookout Mountain, Jared Leto's house, Brad Pitt's house, and on and on. The Skirball Center in LA. How hard is this to prove? They can't hide all the entrances. Only the government has the power to do that. Get the picture yet? It is the government doing this, Stephen D. Kelly said. Dom Lucre on Twitter says, exclusive. I have an insider source that sent me information that claims Bill and Hillary Clinton are connected to a New York City pedophile ring that is run by religious leaders. These allegations are extremely disturbing and detailed. There are even e-commerce links allegedly associated with the purchase of children. My insider sent a list of exclusive images and links. Contact me if you are a journalist that would like the details. There is a good chance that I will give this story to someone else because I am not allowed to cover this beyond this post. This is as sick as it gets, people, as you can see right here. Great video right here from William Bill Cooper. The legendary one and only Bill Cooper said this.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else. Their goal is to destroy all existing religions save theirs, all existing governments save theirs, and shackle the mob in a system of eternal oppressive debt chained to a computer for the rest of their life, in a propagandized world to make them believe that they are happy in this system. Now, do you think they're succeeding? Yes. Haven't I described to you just now exactly what is going on in the world today? Yes, they're succeeding. They're succeeding because the American people don't understand their enemy. They don't even know what's happening. There's a method to their madness. There's really not much method to yours, because you're operating from a place of ignorance. And until you change that, you're going to be bumbling around, bumping into each other, saying and doing the wrong things, not understanding the nature of your enemy. And if you don't understand the nature of your enemy and the weapons they use, you cannot fight that enemy. You can't fight the battle. You shouldn't even be on the battlefield. That's why you're losing the war. And don't tell me you're not, because I'm in a place of great knowledge about who's winning and who's losing this war. And I can assure you, you're losing the war. This country was founded by dangerous men.
Amen.
And the moment the people in this country cease to be dangerous men, it's going to be the day we cease to have a country. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless we can be successful in creating a real free press where the American people get different viewpoints other than those expressed in the establishment-controlled media, there's going to be a civil war in this country, and it's going to come soon. The only thing that can stop it is by waking up vast amounts of sleeping people. Sheeple is what they are. They are following the Judas goat right into the shearing pens, and from there they will go to the slaughter, and they will not know that anything is wrong until they smell the blood of the sheeple in front of them.
How interesting is that? He brought up civil war, too. A prophecy is being foretold, folks. And they're still rolling out these digital methods of control as everyone is focused on all the chaos and confusion, the insanity. You know, it's pretty ingenious if you think about it, the climate agenda and how they're pulling this off. If you use too many CO2 emissions, then you will be restricted. They want to give you a CO2 allowance. How insane is this? You better believe it, people. WEF, all travel will soon be restricted by personal carbon allowances. Now, there are a lot of articles on the People's Voice that seem to be BS, but I have to do the fact-checking myself on this to see if it's correct or not. And absolutely, this is legit. And the references here are all legit, all true. It says here about where we can go and how far we're allowed to travel per year. Personal carbon allowances could help curb carbon emissions and lower travel's overall footprint. These allowances will manifest as passports that force people to ration their carbon in line with the global carbon budget, which is 750 billion tons until 2050. By 2040, we can expect to see limitations imposed on the amount of travel that is permitted each year. Experts suggest that individuals should currently limit their carbon emissions to 2.3 tons each year, the equivalent of taking a round trip from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to Saudi Arabia. However, the average carbon footprint in the U.S. is 16 tons per person per year, 15 tons in Australia, and 11.7 tons in the U.K. This is in stark contrast to where we may find ourselves in the near future, with 2040's travelers forced to forego the horizon-expanding experiences so readily embraced by today's tourists. 15-minute cities. What does it entail? Well, here's a great video explaining right here.
Theory. Yesterday's conspiracy theory quickly becomes today's conventional wisdom. Leilani, 15-minute cities is just such a friendly-sounding phrase. What's the reality behind it?
Well, they want to make it out as though it's this amazing thing where you're saving the planet. It's nice and green. You can walk within 15 minutes to absolutely everything you need, because they've decided what every single person needs in their life. And that's what you'll have within 15 minutes. Well, anyway, they haven't put anything in place to be able to walk to those places and what have you. But what they have put in place is a lot of surveillance and splitting up places like Oxford into these sectors. So The movement is completely restricted. Somebody obviously hasn't ever had to take their kids to school, then go shopping, then go and pick up the laundry and do whatever everyday normal people have to do. So they've put up all these boundaries where you can't cross them. You have to take long routes round. You can get exemptions for a certain amount of time of times a year. They've obviously not thought about things like plumbers, electricians, cleaners, babysitters, whether people can go to their favorite restaurant, their favorite pub, their favorite news agent. What they've done is they said, right, these are where you're going to have to stay. You have to stay within these boundaries, and we're going to fine you if you cross those boundaries more than a certain amount of times a year. It's absolutely horrific.
Clear agenda is being played out, okay? Flashback to when plane released chemtrails accidentally on the ground and not the air. Check this out. What is going on right here? Can we get a fact check on this? The community notes. How are they going to explain this one? So you want to talk about climate change and what's changing the climate? Well, they have their ways to cause extreme weather events. And of course, this is how they're going to introduce their carbon trackers and whatnot. Remember, the number two priority of the WEF, extreme weather events that they themselves are causing. Now check this out.
New types of clouds have been added to this historic update coming from meteorologists. I'm a little biased, right? Exciting stuff, guys. All right. So the new types include the Vlatis or roll cloud, which has been designated as a whole new species. You can see it gets its name from this long horizontal tube-like shape. Next one up, we have the cavum or the hole punch cloud. This big circular gap is sometimes caused by aircraft taking off and landing. Very easy to see, right? Makes sense there. And we also have the spiritus. These are gorgeous. It's actually my favorite. It's kind of looking like it waves while you're underwater. I mean, these are actually beautiful. I mean, check these out. And then finally, we also have the big surfer waves of the fluxus cloud. So beautiful, right? There's just a sample of the new additions that we have. Meteorologists, sky watchers, daydreamers, we're all geeking out, guys.
That's really funny. Concerned Citizen says lying mainstream media have just invented new clouds in an obscene attempt to cover up the mass global geoengineering effort currently taking place. They think you are stupid. It makes you wonder what's in the clouds, and every time it snows, what is in the snow when it melts. Some people are testing it and are finding this. When the snow melted in Colorado, this is what happened. Someone tested it in a cup. Now, what is this stuff coming out of the snow, people?
This is the snow that I melted today. And then I put a big magnet on the outside of this glass. And I'm just rolling the magnet around the glass.
What is that?
That's what I'm doing. See? Magnet. Glass.
Is that what's causing disease X right there? Is that graphene? What is going on, people? This is our geoengineering right here.
Anyone guess why we have that in our water? Let's see what we could do over here. Oh, nice.
Look at that.
That's great. Very weird. All right. That's all of that.
Any explanation? Okay, people, this is getting long. And that's where I'm going to leave it, folks. If you like what I do here, if you want to support this channel, links are in the description. Four ways to support. You can either send a one-time donation or subscribe monthly to my Patreon or Subscribestar. No big name sponsors and no ads here. Everything you see is done by myself. So if you want to see this podcast grow, if you want to keep this podcast going, please consider hitting those links in the description. Please purchase the Eyes Wide Open coffee, organic coffee from Alaska. Not only will you be helping support this channel, but you will also be helping a small business over there in Alaska. If you got cool articles and videos to send me, eyesiswatching@gmail.com or realsteveeyes@gmail.com. And that's where I'm going to leave it, folks. Until next week, until next time, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel, signing off.